about the vaccines.
Angelique Coetzee is the South African doctor who first detected new symptoms in patients who had contracted COVID-19. While she says the symptoms are peculiar, cases so far have been mild.
So what is interesting is that the clinical symptoms are not the same than with Delta. Extreme tiredness and fatigue. Under young people, that was how we first detected, with a bit of a body ache and pain and headache. Very, very similar to what you will normally see with any viral infection.
South Africa has detected just over 50 cases of the new variant. And in neighboring Botswana, 19 people have been infected. There have also been cases in Belgium, Israel and other countries. Scientists say it may take up to 2 weeks to better understand the variant, to determine how easily it spreads and how well vaccines work to protect people.
Because there's more than 30 mutations, it might escape the immune system or it might escape the vaccines. What we have seen so far is people that has been vaccinated, especially with Pfizer, around who had their last shot in August this year, did contact the virus, and it's mild, very, very mild symptoms.
There are no known admissions to hospitals here of people who've contracted the new variant.
What is your view then on the global reaction to this variant being detected in South Africa?
Extremely premature. And, you know, it is as if they went into a frenzy and each and everyone out there are making a great buhai about this. And the question is, you know what, why? We have warned that we are going to see a fourth wave. We have said there will come variants. We did say that the variants will mostly come from unvaccinated HIV people who's not controlled on their medication or have never been taking any medication. That's not something that's new.
While scientists say the variant is behind a sharp rise of cases in the Gauteng province, how the spread of the disease is managed should be carefully considered.
An increasing number of experts say the lockdowns and travel bans don't work and are instead damaging economies and causing unnecessary panic. They insist the focus should be on ensuring everyone in the world has access to vaccines.
South Africa, India and other countries have been for months calling for patent waivers to allow for vaccines to be manufactured around the world. So far, just 7% of Africans have received a jab.
With very low vaccine access, with the inability to be able to fully make our own vaccines and to be able to get out of this pandemic fast enough in a timely manner, with the vaccine apartheid that we are witnessing, and the stigmatization of certain countries in Africa related to the variant, this is not a good look for the global north. What we need is cooperation, what we need is global solidarity, and what we're getting in return is actually a very punitive approach to how we can actually all manage this pandemic.
2 weeks from now on, we might see a different picture. We might see a total different clinical picture from us what we're experiencing currently. But for now, we can't even say it escaped the vaccine efficacy. We can't say that.
While travel bans are often used to buy time to better understand new variants and the spread of the COVID-19 virus, some scientists in South Africa are calling it a futile exercise. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg.